So say this week we have the great schos to begin Chumash Devarim, and again, you know, we always begin Chumash Devarim with a tinge of sadness, as Chumash Devarim, Parshas Devarim, is always Shabbos Chazon, always the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. So we'll say there's a dramatic episode that occurs in the Parsha. The Pasuk says, Be'ivah hayardin be'eretz Moav. So again, remember, all of Chumash Devarim, amazingly enough, all occurs in the Transjordanian lands. The lands which ultimately, again, will become the property of the 2.5 tribes. So, you know, amazingly enough, Moshe Rabbeinu yearns so badly to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and to a certain degree, he did enter into Eretz Yisrael. It just wasn't yet part of Eretz Yisrael, because the Transjordanian lands only become part of Eretz Yisrael after the tribes of Reuven and Gad help lead the battle for Kibush, or the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Then those Transjordanian lands become part. So amazing enough, Moshe Rabbeinu stood in Eretz Yisrael. It just wasn't consecrated as Eretz Yisrael yet. So the entire Chumash Devarim takes place standing right by the Yarden. So the pasuk says, "Be'vayadim Eretz Moav." Hoyel Moshe be'eres haTorah azos. Moshe Rabbeinu begins literally to translate the Torah. Be'er Moshe es haTorah azos. So Rashi HaKadosh says something amazing, which is B'shivim Lashon. Moshe Rabbeinu translates the Torah into 70 languages. 70 languages. So interestingly enough, so Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, asks a very simple question. Why? Why do we need a Torah in 70 languages? So some of the Mefarshim say it's for the nations of the world. And so this, but Bepashtos, remember again, Klal Yisrael doesn't speak 70 languages. So why is there a need ultimately to go ahead and translate it into 70 languages? Now the Rebbe amplifies the question, and the Rebbe says something very interesting, that if you look throughout the Torah, so you'll find that there are certain foreign phrases included in the Torah. For example, we'll say, and there are a couple of them that hit very close to home. One of them that's a general idea is that Yaakov and Lavan have their fallout. Remember, Yaakov runs away from Lavan, and ultimately, again, Lavan catches up with him. They make a treaty. How do they go ahead and solidify their treaty? They make a pile of stones, which essentially becomes a no-cross line. You stay on this side of the line, I'll stay on that side of the line. So the pasuk says that Yaakov called this pile of stones Gal-Eid, and Lavan called it, right, Yigar Sadusa. So the Rebbe asks, I don't understand, why do I need that information? Yigar Sadusa is not Hebrew. It's some type of biblical Aramaic or something else. Why do I need that in the Torah? There's another piece, which is more lemaisa. We'll say the pasuk by Tefillin says, Vayula totafos bein einecha. So Rashi HaKadosh already points out that what? Totafos does not have a Hebraic origin. Totafos, Rashi says, is actually made up of two foreign words. Rashi says, Tat Bekafsi or Tat Bekafsi and Pat Ba'afriki. So Tat in Kifsi or Kisbi, some foreign language, means two. Pas Ba'afriki means two. Two and two means four, because Tefillin has four compartments. Great. So now if somebody asks you, tell me, do you know a word in Kapsi? I happen to know a word in Kapsi. You know a word in Afriki? I happen to know a word in Afriki. By the way, do you know how to say two in Afriki? Funny you should ask. I do. What do I need that for? So the Rebbe says something amazing. I want to read to you the Rebbe's words. He says, V'akadosh Baruch Hu amabit mereshis achris. The Ribbon Shalom, who always sees the end from the beginning, Shera sheyisol tzvichin liyos bagalos. The Ribbon Shalom saw, say, even before we entered into the land of Israel, the Ribbon Shalom saw that we were not going to stay there forever. The Ribbon Shalom saw that we'd be in and we'd be out. Lazek hasav batora lashon shal shara umos. Sha'al yidezeh yelahem achiza bechius shalahem. The Rebbe says that ultimately, again, language represents the lifeblood of every single nation, because the way you express yourself is core to your identity. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? The Ribbono Shel Olam sprinkles within our Torah Kedosha foreign languages and foreign dialects to tell us what? That, you know, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be beautiful. But you're not always going to be in Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be diaspora, there's going to be dispersion. And sometimes we think that when we're not in our land, our ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our ability to connect with our Torah is non-existent. It's not true.
What's the raya? You open up the Torah Kedosh and you find foreign words, foreign languages to teach us that Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found wherever and whenever we are. Eretz Yisrael possesses an incredible Kiddusha that cannot be replicated. And Eretz Yisrael offers us a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is unique and singular to the land. But lest you think that Torah could only be experienced, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could only be experienced in Eretz Yisrael, that is an unequivocally false statement. The Haraya, the Ribono Shel Olam puts in foreign words from foreign languages in our Torah to tell us that wherever we are, our relationship ultimately is possible. And the Rebbe goes on to say so beautifully, he explains that's what's happening when Moshe Rabbeinu translates the Torah into 70 languages. Of course, you have to understand this scene. We're about to go into the land. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu do right before we enter into the land? He translates the Torah into 70 languages. And what's the message? 70 represents what? Why 70? Why 70? Is we assume this is the number, that's the nations of the world. Moshe Rabbeinu translates the Torah into every single language known to man to teach us one incredible lesson, one sombering and one incredibly hopeful and optimistic. The sombering one is, you're going in now, but you're not always going to be here. But the optimistic and hopeful one being, no matter where you go, you can find Torah, you can find spirituality, you can find connection. You could have that relationship to the Ribono Shel Olam wherever you geographically or spiritually or emotionally are in this world. Wherever you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. And he gives them this message right as we're about to go in. Because the Ribono Shel Olam is the Hamabit Mireshis Acharis. The Ribono Shel Olam is always looking out for us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always pre-planning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has the plan in store for how to lift us up even in the aftermath of profound failure and profound tragedy and hurt. That is the Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always plans that as we're about to enter into the land, we're already planning ultimately again to be spiritually sustained when we have to even. Rabbos, I think this is a very important yesod. You know, Shabbos Chazon, I'll tell you, I was saying to someone that when you open your heart and you open your neshama, there's an incredible heaviness to these days. It's almost like you feel like a sense of foreboding. There's a heaviness. Even Shabbos itself is colored by the fact that we go from Shabbos right into Tisha B'Av. Right? There's a heaviness. But a person has to be careful to make a distinction between what we call atzvus and yeyosh. Atzvus means sadness. Yeyosh means despair. What's the chilik? What's the nafkamina between them? So when a person is sad, I'm sad. But sadness does not mean the exclusion of optimism. I'm sad. I'm broken. I'm tzibrochen. I feel hurt and I feel so profoundly sad, but I'm not devoid of hope and optimism. I believe that ultimately, again, things will be good. I believe that ultimately, again, I'll pick myself back up. I believe Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. I believe the Ribono Shel Olam has my back. I believe that I can regenerate. I can believe that I can rebuild. I believe that I can get back up. I believe in that. What's Yeyosh Rabbo saying? Yeyosh means oy. Oy, oy, oy. It's terrible. It's horrible. What's going to be tomorrow? It's probably going to be horrible and terrible. And what's going to happen in 1,000 years? Well, it's been 2,000 years of galus, so I mean, I kind of have to brace myself for what's going to be in the future. That's Yeyosh. We'll say, so which one do we subscribe to? So we're all chassidim of Rabbi Nachman, of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nachman. And one of Rabbi Nachman's most important phrases is, Ein Yeyosh ba'olam klal. There is no Yeyosh in this world. Atzvos, unfortunately, there's sadness. There is sadness in this world. We're going to have a day of sadness, unfortunately. Profound, heartbreaking sadness. But not Yeyosh. Ein Yeyosh ba'olam kal. There is no Yeyosh Rabosai. The Jew is not allowed to have Yeyosh. Because Yeyosh means the absence of hope. Yeyosh means the absence of optimism. Atzvus I have. But no, Yeshua will say, what's the raya? So Rabbi Nachman, I always love the same with Rabbi Nachman. So I always wonder, like, okay, Rabbi Nachman says, and we'll say, by the way, the Rebbe doesn't say, Ein Yeyosh Ba'olam. He adds in a very important modifier, which is, Klal. Kalami Zabo is saying, some people might say, well, you can have a little bit of Yeyush. Everybody needs a little Yeyush. What's life without a little bit of Yeyush, right? No. Ein Yeyush ba'olam klal. There is no Yeyush at all. Where does the Rebbe get this from? The Rebbe gets this from his Rebbe, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Rebedichev, of Be'eva Yarding Be'eretz Mo'chil Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, is there going to be atzvos? Yes, you're not going to stay in the land forever. There's going to be death, there's going to be destruction, there's going to be exile, there's going to be diaspora, there's going to be incredibly hard times. There's atzvos, but there's no yeyush. Why is there no yeyush? Because wherever you are, you always have the ability to have your Torah. Wherever you are, you always have the ability to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wherever you are in life, wherever we are as a people, we always have the ability to tap into that which is most special, which is a relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, a relationship with our Torah, and a relationship with our mitzvos. So yes, we have a day of atzvos, but Moshe Rabbeinu reminds us, Ein Yeyush Ba'olam Klal. It's true in our national lives, but it's also true in our personal lives. And we undergo difficult circumstances, but the most important thing to realize is atzvos, unfortunately, is part of the fabric of the human condition. But yeyush has absolutely no part, has no place in our Judaic lexicon. Sadness, yes, but a sadness without hope, a sadness without optimism, doesn't exist. Be'eva yardin be'eretz Moav, ho'il Moshe be'eretz HaTorah. There are difficulties, there are challenges, but we face them with incredible hope and with incredible optimism. Shmech.